What's up, guys? Football Logic here, back with another podcast. You're gonna hear me kind of walking around a little bit. I'm not on my computer how I normally would. I'm on my phone. My baby girl is sleeping, so I have a little bit of time to get this done. Hopefully, she doesn't wake up. I'm walking around. You're gonna hear my dog barking in the background a little bit. Ain't that right? Yeah, you're barking at the mailman, weren't you? Okay. Anyways, so I want to kind of talk about the game last night, Saturday, about Green Bay playing San Francisco. As you know, as I say in almost every podcast, Packer fan here. So definitely was a heartbreak. I don't think Green Bay would have made it to the Super Bowl, but I think we would have been pretty close. Or if he got to the Super Bowl, I don't think we would have won. My eyes kind of that thought process changed last night about the first half. But to kind of recap, crack a sip. First half was Green Bay football, 100%. It was a completely different Green Bay team. Now, to put in perspective what we had going for us prior to the game, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, MVS, was out. But Randall Cobb was returning, limited. David Bakhtiari, out. But we also gained Jaire Alexander, Marcellus Whitney. I don't really remember his name. And Za'Darius Smith. So we're actually getting a lot of our key defensive players back. Some of them we haven't seen since week one, week three. So definitely something we needed. That defense came out swinging. Three or four possessions for San Francisco, sacked and third and fourth and out. Jimmy Garoppolo down. Za'Darius Smith, Kenny Clark, and Rashad Gary. He was three completions, nine attempts. I don't even remember how many, like 30 something yards. The longest one to George Kittle on the sideline, which I was with my wife's family. My father-in-law was saying should, be possible for review. Green Bay on two of three downs forced two questionable, 100% questionable forced fumbles. I think it was Mitchell run up the middle, was getting pushed back. And then the ball came out, but then they called it dead. It wasn't reviewable. Sorry for that breakup. It wasn't reviewable, but they stopped it. They should have blown the whistle. He was already going backwards several, 2 yards. Then the ball came out. Then they blew the whistle. So they called it dead. I was pissed off about that, to say the least. Next play, pass over the middle, is a slant left side. I can't remember the receiver had it. God, I was coughing, I apologize. He didn't have possession, but he did do two and a half steps. That's where the rule is kind of skewed. He didn't move the ball, it sat perfectly in his arms, took two and a half steps, one and a half, three steps, then it was knocked out. I don't think it was a fumble, but it was one of those very close, very questionable calls. But Green Bay did that. Then Green Bay also got an interception. So defensive side held up the ball, or held up their side of the ball. It made life hell for San Francisco. Offense stuttered. First drive, got a touchdown by A.J. Dillon rushing up the middle. I think they're like 5 yards out. He just bulldozed over a few guys, which is great to see. But that's about it. Near the end of the first half, or not Aaron Jones, Mason Crosby went to kick a field goal to put it to 10-0 going into the second half, but it was blocked by Jimmy Ward. In the second half, if you watch the game, it was just terrible. Green Bay could not move the ball down the field very well. There was a blocked punt, big key misses, mismatches, and missed opportunities by Aaron Rodgers, so definitely opportunities not taken. So in this one, I'm going to talk about three key plays that I feel were game-changing, that if it went the opposite way, Green Bay would have won. Or we could have made the argument that Green Bay would have won, with one of them being very questionable. Started off with the first mishap where Jimmy Ward of San Francisco blocked Mason Crosby kick to end the first half. Now, this isn't Mason Crosby's fault. I haven't seen Packer fans calling for Mason Crosby to be fired. that he should just be released, whatever. Mason Crosby is a very notable player for Green Bay. I grew up with Ryan Longwell for a very short time before he went to Minnesota, and then Mason Crosby. There was a few kickers in between there that I don't really remember because I really didn't care much about that position. So, but he was having a very rough year. You can't blame him on this. The left side of our kicking formation, kicking line, whatever you want to say, field goal team, broke down, allowing Jimmy Ward, or they just rushed an extra person on that side, didn't get picked up. Kick got blocked. Now, can't blame anyone on that. It's kind of tough, especially in a game like that. San Francisco special teams, which struggled, did a lot better than Green Bay's. Now, that never happened. If he was able to kick the field goal, score it, Green Bay would go up 10-0 in this first half, going into the second. Robbie Gould would kick field goal, making it 10-3, Green Bay. Blocked punt for a touchdown, 10-10. Later on in there, I think Mason Crosby gets another field goal, which puts it to be 13-10. And then in order for them to win, it's tough to say if they like Aaron Rodgers and misses Davante Adams long. They go kick game-ending field goal, puts it 13-13. I do believe, though, with Kyle Shanahan, he would go for the touchdown just to seal the game, win, and get out of there. But with Green Bay's defense, it would be a pass play because we'd be shutting down the run. They would lose. Green Bay goes on to the next round. To then, we don't know. But didn't play out that way. Second play is that blocked punt. Now, this is where it gets questionable, right? Blocked punt happens. It gets picked up, scored for a touchdown. But how that happened, kind of how it played out, which is kind of weird to me. I don't know if it was a play design by San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan, or if it just happened that way. Or punt got blocked. The San Francisco 49ers were kind of spread out, not evenly. Again, don't know if it was designed that way, if something Kyle Shanahan had said, hey, we block a punt, spread out a little bit. But this is what happened. Ball landed right side, probably 3 yards close to the end zone, something like that. San Francisco 49er picks it up, walks in. All of Green Bay was on a different side of the ball, or side of the field, wasn't even close. So kind of tough there. Say that doesn't get blocked. We don't know what happens, right? I think Green Bay's defense would hold to a field goal. So put them right there, 6-7. We get a field goal, 6-10. Now that puts San Francisco at the game ending to have to get a touchdown. Field goal, you have to get a touchdown. So, and then Green Bay, again, you can't, it's hard to say in those situations, but I do believe Green Bay's defense would hold, forcing them to lose. Green Bay advances. Second one is very, I can't remember the down. If it's the second or third, Davante Adams right side, Aaron Rodgers throws it. He beat the corner, but overthrew Davante Adams. I think at the time it was like 10-10. Definitely something Aaron Rodgers is not accustomed to. He's used to the ball being right there and then it being a misroute, or it goes to the receiver's hands or hits the receiver's hands and bounce off. So this is very uncharacteristic for Aaron Rodgers, but heat of the moment, I understand. He throws the ball. Let's say Davante Adams catches it, gets tackled. We get a field goal near the end of the game. It's 13-10. Yeah? 13-10? Yeah, 13-10. I don't think, again, in these situations, it's go for broke. I don't think Kyle Shanahan will kick the field goal to tie it to go into overtime. I do believe he's going to go for the touchdown, go for the win. In the end, he doesn't get it. Green Bay's defense holds them up, and because it's going to be a pass, and Green Bay advances the next round. So, all in all, it's a tough, tough loss. On my social media, I see Bears fans taking the win as they can because Robbie Gould is a former Bear. One person I know is a San Francisco fan, was very pleasantly surprised with the win. He was actually at Green Bay, so that's very good. I like Jimmy Garoppolo. I like San Francisco. Not because I don't want anyone else to win, but I want San Francisco to go to the Super Bowl. If they play anyone else, I have to actually take a look again who's left. But that's all I got. I'm gonna kind of talk about teams' needs and whatnot in later on episodes. I have some ideas. I was up late thinking about them. So thank you guys so much for the listen. Thanks for listening to me walk around. Let me know on any of my social media platforms what you guys think, how we could have played better. Thank you guys very much.